The Europe Report with Kanan Lipschitz.
Kanan Lipschitz, two great stories to talk to you about this week. First one, ancestry of Jewish refugees' son at the heart of a major political crisis in the Congo. Would this be Moise Katumbi, the man you spoke to us a couple of months ago, being the son of a Holocaust survivor and a local Congolese woman?
Precisely. And things didn't take long to heat up down there, or up there, from your perspective. Yes. What happened is that basically the president, Felix Tshisekedi, he decided that this guy that he joined into his cabinet is too dangerous, is too charismatic. So what the coalition did is they basically submitted a bill that's designed to block him specifically from running for president. The bill says that anyone running for president needs two Congolese parents. The problem for Katumbi is that his dad, exactly, is a Greek Sephardic Jew.
Yes.
And he doesn't have, he never had, it's Nisim Suriano we're talking about. He
fled. That is so underhanded, Kanan. I mean, that is just so transparent and see-through. Surely people aren't going to fall for that.
It's transparent, but it's fair play. This is a power struggle. And if they have the support of parliament, then that's what goes. But now the Katumbi clan, the Katumbi camp, have a secret weapon. You see, Katumbi isn't just anyone. He used to be the governor of Katanga, which is a separatist, semi-autonomous region of the Congo, which produces like 5% of the world's cobalt. So very rich, very mineral rich, very strong part of the DRC with separatist aspirations that really never died out. And now the major chiefs of Katanga are saying that if this bill passes into law, then the race for Katangan independence is back on. And that threatens to unravel the very integrity of the DRC. So there's a chicken game going on, a Mexican standoff, where if they pull the trigger on this bill, they could be opening the door to opening the Pandora's box that they've been really trying to keep locked for decades. So we'll see how that progresses.
Absolutely fascinating. And what's also interesting to me, Kanan, is that very many of the South African Sephardi community actually can trace their origins, well, most of them, all of them pretty much, to Rhode Island and then to Lubumbashi, which is in Katanga, and then down to Zimbabwe and South Africa. So this is actually a really very important story for us here in South Africa, because there are really very close connections to that migration trail.
Could have been you.
Well, not even slightly, but it could have been a lot of people I went to school with. And then you are really making it lekker and local for us this afternoon, because your second story is apparently Princess Diana's niece, we're getting very royal here, marrying a Jewish South African fashion tycoon. I believe there's a bit of an age difference as well.
Oh, I see what you're doing. This was supposed to be the Europe report, but you're taking it back home. Okay, fine.
Yep.
Kitty Spencer, a 30-year-old model, who's the daughter of a brother of Princess Di. She's marrying Michael Lewis, the chair of the Focini Group, who lives in partly in the UK, partly in Italy, and he's more than twice her age. He's of course from South Africa originally, and they married a few days ago in a villa, the Villa Aldo Brandini Frascati, Italy, in a very lavish ceremony that included five days of pre-nuptial celebrations and five different costumes for the bride. And that's where they tied the knot. Now, it's interesting because A year ago, there were reports that Spencer is converting to Judaism, presumably on Lewis's request. But a year later, there is no indication that the ceremony was religious in any way. It was just Jewish. So we're assuming the process has not been completed as of yet. But had it been, it would have been major news in terms of the Jewish history of the royal house, because this is someone with immediate connections, albeit through marriage, to the very central column of the royal family. And we have not seen many conversions to Judaism, any, in fact, from that very close group. The father of Kitty, of Spencer, Earl Spencer, he's the brother of late Di. He wasn't actually at the wedding, which gave the paparazzi and the tabloids pause to question his feelings about this union.
Well, he's younger than the groom, so I can imagine that there would be issues.
No. He's actually 5 years older.
Is he? Then I read an incorrect article.
Sorry, Lewis is 5 years older than...
Yes.
So we dodged a bullet there, but you know, it's a pretty thin margin.
Wow. Well, thank you for bringing the Europe Report so close to home this week. Very intimate that was. Klein Lipschitz, thank you as always. Look forward to catching up with you next week.
See you there.